The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Brendan Kelly is with me, the Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. A confirmation today, Brendan, that young people really are the worst. That's the upshot of this, isn't it?
It certainly is not.
Oh, it is.
Much as we like to give out about the young people as generations before us has, and we will in a minute anyway, this research supposes that Gen Z, that is people, Gen Z, is that what we say?
Well, I think we say Gen Z because it's just an American import.
Okay, well, let's go with Gen Z. That's people born between 1997 and around 2012. Are more likely to skip in queues, to skip in line, compared to people who are older than them. And this is presented in this research as more or less the definitive indicator of the demise of civilization and the end of manners and possibly the end of humanity.
Well, before we get into the difference in age, there's cultural differences when it comes to queuing. Isn't there? Anyone who's been kind of traveled around the world will know this. If you queue up for a kind of a subway station in Japan, it is remarkable how orderly the queue is compared to maybe, say, the experience on the Lewis in this country.
Yeah, there are cultural differences in how individuals and people behave, and that's most obvious in queues, because queues are one of these situations where behaviour is somewhat curated. We watch what we do, we watch what other people do, we behave. It is a nice insight into different countries. But this, as you say, is about generational change within the same country, and a lot of this kind of research bemoaning the behaviour of Gen Z tends to come from England or the US.
Now, when those people, say, in the older cohorts were young, were they more likely to skip the queue?
Well, apparently not. This does appear to
be. So it really is that Gen Z are the worst.
No, they're not the worst. They're simply different. And I'll tell you why. Because not only do Gen Zers skip queue more, they're also more tolerant of it. They don't get as annoyed when other people skip the queue. So it is a different thing. I sense you're struggling with the idea of any tolerance of queue skipping.
Yeah, I just think, listen, everything is a contrivance on some level. But if we don't all subscribe to the same contrivance, I think civilization breaks down. I'll be honest with you, Brendan, and I think this is the start of it. The unraveling of civilization.
I'm a lot more relaxed about civilization than you are, and I'm a lot more.
Well, you see, I subscribe to the Ernest Hemingway view of this. You know, it happens slowly at first, and then all of a sudden, and you will be sitting there, you know, and you'll think, oh, Kieran was right. It was the queue skipping that started it all.
Okay, well, if that happens, it happens, but I'm betting strongly against it. Some of the differences in queuing are quite significant. There are fewer queues now than there used to be. And there are now things called online queues. And there are some ways you can buy your way past certain queues. So, for example, at the airport, you can buy fast track. For queuing online to buy concert tickets, you can get or somehow acquire pre-sale codes that allow you to skip queues. So the nature of queuing is different. And these ways of gaming queues have sent a message, particularly to younger people, that if you can game a queue, then good on you.
Okay, so this is a consequence of all those fast track things. The thing, type of stuff that maybe we weren't used to growing up, that they have been used to. They think there's nothing wrong with getting ahead in a queue, be it you pay Aer Lingus or Ryanair a few extra bob, or you just see a gap and you slip in.
Yes, you're just smarter. So there are all these ways, like there is the chat and cut technique where you talk to someone midway through the queue and other people think you're with them and they just think it's odd, but you nonetheless insinuate your way into the queue. There's also the sorry, sorry, sorry technique where you employ the power of flurry and fluster so that people don't interrupt you as you crash the queue. And then, of course, there are the absolute kings and queens of queue skipping who simply ignore it with an air of authority.
Yeah, the brass neck. It's unbelievable.
It is extraordinary and it gets you straight to the top of the queue. You might or might not pretend to be making an inquiry to the person in charge of the queue, but mostly you don't care.
I bet you these are the same people who are always late. Because what they're saying, what queue skippers are saying is that their time is more important than your time. You spent 20 minutes in this queue, but I'm not willing to spend 20 minutes in this queue, so I'm going to skip it. It's the same logic to people who are perennially late.
Yeah, and so, I mean, people object to queue skipping because it is not fair. It is not fair on the collective. It's not fair on other people. But if you identify more as an individual than as a collective, the whole metric shifts. So there is a compelling argument that younger people do see themselves as soloists all the time rather than part of a choir. And that is problematic.
This is kind of Thatcherism reaching its natural kind of zenith, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we've done well here to go from castigating one generation to talking about the end of humanity and seeing this as a pinnacle of Thatcherism because some...
I think it is, you know, the end of community.
I think younger people are just not as hung up about the social niceties as we are.
Self-expression, self-love and cue-skipping.
There's nothing wrong with self-expression and self-love, although I'd like you draw a line at the cue-skipping.
All right. Listen, Brendan, thanks for coming in to us. Brendan Kelly is Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.